Hello, it's afternoon here where Brother Freedom and I are in the living room. Thank you. Thank you for coming by. God bless you. God bless you. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you and we glorify you. Lord, we love you. We want to love you better. We want to serve you more. We want to be pleasing to you. Help us, Father. Touch us because we're just made out of dust. I'm so glad you understand us. You understand us better than we understand ourselves. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom in a wonderful way. Thank you for speaking whatever is on your heart through his lips, Father, through the power of the Holy Ghost. We just thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. You sent us the Comforter. Oh, thank you, thank you. We just give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I feel so humbled this day. You're so holy. Father, I just praise you and give you glory and honor. I come to you with thanksgiving you and letting you know that you are the supreme being. Lord, without you, we're nothing. We're beyond even recognition. Father, I just pray that you touch through your mighty word this day. Oh, Lord, touch in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, touch the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Last night, I really felt that God was speaking to the hearts of his people. I don't know of anybody that's really what they always can do a little better. But there's some, they're not in that category. They're way away from God. And God's that same, repent, my people, repent, repent. Out there tonight, wherever you are, I pray that you'd look at yourself. See you where you are. How do you stand with God? The Bible says, it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. We've all sinned. We all come short of the glory of God. But God is saying, my people, rise. Repent, and I'll bless you. Repent, I'll save you. Repent, I'll let you be an overcomer. See, God is our strength. We don't get this in ourselves. But the Lord is saying, come, come, come. My people, arise to me, and I'll help you. I'll strengthen you. For that day is coming at hand, and many, many are not prepared. All the world looks at us having a good time. The world looks to having fun. The church is looking for how they're going to get the offerings into there, keep the churches going. All these things make up the end time. But through it all, God has a people, a remnant, a people that's looking to him. Oh, praise God, my sheep. The way the cross leads home. Father, we just praise you this night. We praise you for Jesus. When you say repent, it means consider in the book of the Old Testament, there was one of the minor prophets says, consider your ways 3 times in the first chapter. Consider ye the ways. Consider your ways. I'd like to say today, I'm looking at myself too. I need to consider my ways. That they might stand validated with the God the Father, God the Son, by God the Holy Ghost. Without him, I can do nothing. He is that overcoming power that's within me, that only thing, it's him that saves me. And I'm sitting as we get closer to this, the final day, if he didn't shorten the day, the very elect would not be able to stand. The Lord showed me last night is such an iniquity, I can't understand all I went through, but the Lord said our mortal bodies cannot cope with what we're facing. These mortal bodies are not able, even our minds are not able to suspend us when we need that extra help. What's going to happen? 99% are going to believe a lie and be damned. They're going to believe a lie and be damned. Satan's lying to you. God don't want to damn you. But Satan wants to take you to hell. And you got a privilege this day. If God's saying, my child, wake up. If you'll call on me, I'll answer you. And I'll be with you. I'll save you. I'll forgive you. But you got to ask for repentance. You got to know that I am God. I'm your way out. But the church world has no, they don't see that. They see the world's a way out. They see it's in philosophy. Through doing works of merit. Bible says we're not saved by our work. It's the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Through the precious blood of Jesus, God made us where we're saved because of Jesus' blood upon the cross. And no other way. The way of the cross leads home. The Lord's here to bless you. To make his face to shine upon you. To be gracious unto you. To lift up his countenance upon you. And give you mercy. By his grace you're saved through faith. How much the glory, God wants to pour out his glory upon you. Oh Lord, that you might, the people might live a way above reproach. No one knows the hour when our Lord comes. Only the God and Father The Son doesn't mean, Bible says even Jesus didn't even know exactly. When that final moment comes, everybody will be speechless. They'll be frozen. Because God chosen them to be his children. But when he gets there, they're not his child. He said, "Old child, where are you?" "Well, I went off down over here." They got all out of excuses. But those excuses won't work. God doesn't work through excuses. He works through his grace. You say, praise God that you might have a advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ righteous, through the propitiation of our sins, not for sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. And the Lord would call this very moment. Many, many, many would be missing. Many would miss that special time. It behooves every one of us that in my voice to take heed to things that we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. What I seen last night, God is God. And boy, you don't move against God. He's God. See, God made us in his likeness. It made us in his image. He gave us the right to choose. What a wonderful God that loved us that much. In his creation, he gave us a chance to choose for him. Our lifetime is what we call our lifetime, is the time when we're born, the time that our last day or second on earth. In that period of time is a time you either receive Jesus Christ in the fullness or reject him. And what I've seen last night, there's going to be lots and lots and lots missing. Lots are going to be gone. Old traditional churches, you blinded so many people. You sent them to hell through tradition, through being your pride. Oh, you couldn't get off of your pride. You couldn't humble yourself. Knowing the Holy Ghost was some part of you, and yet you kicked him out of your life. You put him, spurned him. You made fun of him. You come to the place of no possible way, hurting his feelings. But God is not slack, nor lax in his coming. He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. America, America, this day, wake up! Your president's asleep. He's gone in deep sin. But America, you need to come out of it, like it says in the Revelation there, you need to come out of it and we seek God. Because that day is coming, as soon as this day is here, it's going to come at a flash, in a moment, and twinkling of an eye, and dead in Christ is going to rise first, and Eve, which your name shall be caught in the air forever to meet the Lord in the air forever and ever and ever. Many years, God's been speaking to people. Romans, the 14th chapter, says, knowing the time. Now it's high time to wake out of sleep. Since I've been a little boy, I've heard some about the coming of the Lord. And I thought I knew the Lord would be here before now, but he's been long-suffering. He's given us extra chances. And you need to be ready. It's going to be terrible if you miss out on heaven. Missing that wonderful gift that God's given you. Oh, the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Messiah, the Messiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have the joy of the Lord for you, your strength. It can be your peace. It can be your way out. It is your ticket into heaven. Jesus preparing for us a mansion in heaven. Ask for his bride. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. For in his Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he would have told us. He's going to prepare us a place. And if he goes away, he's going to come back and receive us unto himself. That where he is, we'll be also with him. And that time is about to lapse. The midnight hours, don't you see the hand? This hand striking out right at midnight. And that day is at hand. Be prepared, ready, seek God. People are making jokes about the Lord. And they're doing all kinds of fun. The first chapter of Proverbs, it talks about God's going to have a last. He says he's going to laugh at them at the end of their calamity. God's going to laugh, have a last laugh. And boy, are you going to be sorry. All of you out there are going to be sorry. You're going to wish you never was born. You wish you took this off ramp that God's given you today to exercise the right to pray to him, and God's going to save you. He's going to keep you. It's in your department. God's given you an off ramp. Get prepared. Because you don't have to miss out on those last hours. It's going to be a downfall really fast. When Jesus, the bridegroom, goes with Jesus to heaven, Oh, praise God for the wedding supper. Down here, all chaos, all unrighteousness is going to break loose. People are going to lose their heads. They're going to lose their life. If they keep the life, they'll save it, but they'll be in hell forever and ever and ever. They don't have a good choice either way to go. But you've got a choice right now to prepare for eternity. Young man, young lady, you've got a time to prepare right now to make heaven your home. I wish you didn't see what's going to take place, because it'll be perilous times. The guy madman ends like presidents and those kind of guys are going to be all full of the devil. They're going to do rotten things. People, you should rely not on yourself. Rally toward God, and God will save you. He'll quicken you. Repent. Call upon Him while it's nearer. I pray this message goes out to the world today. Oh, it needs to get out there. You need to wake up. People, awaken yourself. Jesus is coming. He's coming through the clouds of glory. Oh, church, be ready. Seek me, and you shall surely find me. And then I shall let you live. There's no way out. It's a dead end street. Either you go to heaven, or you go the other way. The other way, there might be a short detour. You might live 3.5 years here on earth, if you made this whole tribulation, but you probably won't, because if you have the mark of the beast, they'll take that mark the first thing, so either you're going to take the mark, or you're doomed forever. So that's what's before you. God says, rise to the occasion. The occasion is Jesus coming through the clouds of glory, and you need to be prepared. I love you. I praise you. I pray that God will bless you. Oh, nothing hindering my way. We got to realize we're very like tinsel. Our lives can fall apart in a second. We need to be clothed with humility. Clothed with God. God bless you all. Brother, God bless you. Keep this day. Father, touch your hearts, your people, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Amen. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, too.
Praise God for the Holy Ghost, and thank you for joining us.